Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Origi nærmer seg spill, og Klopp leder sin 350. kamp som Liverpool-manager. Velkommen til pausepraten fredag 14. januar ved Arve Vassbotten. Liverpool fikk en stor mulighet til å sikre seg et godt utgangspunkt foran den andre semifinalen i Ligacupen mot Arsenal, da Granit Xhaka ble utvist allerede etter 25 minutter i torsdagens semifinale. Men som mot Chelsea tidligere sesongen greide ikke Liverpool å utnytte fordelen, og det endte 0-0. Etter en frustrerende aften trøstet Klopp seg med at semifinalen bare er halvveis, og mener laget følte presset til å vinne litt ekstra når de fikk en mann mer på banen.
Obviously for the obvious reasons we had to change the lineup tonight, and I really liked the way we started in the game. I saw absolutely everything what we wanted to see in the beginning. Front footed, we were lively, we were direct in the right moments, we switched in the right moments, we started in a game like we wanted to start. It was a red card, and you play against a low block, and against a low block is with the most fine-tuned team. It's difficult. So, and obviously we are not. And then we have on top of that, we made a few wrong decisions. We felt too much rush. It looked like all of a sudden we fell under pressure, which doesn't make sense, but it looked for me a little bit like that. It's a typical situation. From you go for to win something tonight. And you, in a second, you turn into a situation where you can lose something. And that's what I saw in the first half. Then we tried to change second half. The way they had to defend us, like with the, especially Curtis now dribbler on the wing, that he is really active there, that he tries to give them some different problems than before. I thought it worked out quite well. Then we tried to do the same thing on the right side with Nico. Was not bad as well, so, but we couldn't create enough, of course not, for the situation we were in with playing against 10 men for I don't know how long. So that's clear. But again, this is a cup competition. It's a two-leg semi-final. It's half-time and it's 0-0. And even when probably Arsenal feels in a moment in a better position, we don't think this tie is over for us. So we will give it another proper try next Thursday.
Bare noen timer etter å ha holdt pressekonferansen etter Arsenal-kampen, møtte Klopp pressen igjen for å snakke om søndagens Premier League-kamp mot Brentford. Det den 350. kampen Klopp leder som Liverpool-manager, og han har den høyeste seiersprosenten av alle managere i klubben.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel in the moment, so you can imagine we had last night, we drew, and so... Yeah, I'm really happy and really proud of the of the things we achieved here so far. But it's not that I think a second about it. To be honest, it's just the next game is really in decisive. And when you are a manager here at the club, in all competitions, everybody, ourselves involved, expects to win the next game, and that's a task. But it's fine. Because we have a great squad, we have great players, it's a fantastic club. I'm really happy about the time we had here so far, and hope to enjoy the next few years as well. So it's all good. But no, these numbers are not important to me. But 350 is a nice one, better than 15 and out.
På pressekonferansen fikk han også spørsmål om han bekymret for kreativiteten og farten uten Mohamed Salah og Sadio Mané på banen.
Look, there's absolutely nothing bad to say about Sadio Mané. Absolutely nothing. Outstanding player, Nabi on its day, one of the best midfielders I ever saw. So there's all positive about them, but they are not here. And last night, we didn't miss speed. That was not our problem. So yes, or pace, whatever we want, because it was so deep where we want to run over the touchline in the stands. So that was there was no space to use that. Nonetheless, how is said? It's we have to build on how we started because that was good, and then you don't think about it. There are so many things we can do. We can a lot of top counter pressing moments, winning the ball back, going from there. That's not about this final pace what they usually bring involved in our game. This is needed in different situations. We have to play in against deep formations, in between the lines, all these kind of things. There's quick thinking, much more important than quick running. And yes, Mo and Sadio and Nabi, they can think quick as well, but they are not here, so the rest can do that as well. It's really, I understand what happened. It was clear, crystal clear, that you will that we will sit here today and we draw 0-0 against 10 men of Arsenal. The only thing you have in your mind, all of you, is, yeah, Sadio, Mo, and Nabi are not here. So, but that's of course not that's not a solution. That's not only part of a problem. So we are here to find solutions, and I'm completely in the game to find these solutions. And last night we were not perfect. That's true, but maybe we are more closer to our usual standard in the next game, and then we can win the game. And then you have to get through different periods in a season. Always we always had to, and so this is our period now. Let's get through this. Together, by the way.
Klopp sier de samme spillerne tilgjengelige mot Brentford som mot Arsenal, selv om både Andy Robertson, Virgil van Dijk og James Milner fikk noen smeller I Liga-cup-kampen. Han sier også at Divock Origi nærmer seg å være spilleklar igjen.
Last day I saw him outside running and that looked really good. So I think we'll not be too far away.
Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.